10.4. Down to earth with a bump. Part 2.
I had a mobile phone, but there was no signal. I had a radio, but that obviously malfunctioned when I hit the ground. And I had no... What I did need was a satellite tracker. The organisers of the competition had given us trackers, but they worked off the mobile phone signal, and that didn't work either. So I was completely stuck.
Completely isolated in the middle of nowhere. No means of communication. Did you panic?
No, I just lay there. I made myself as comfortable as I could in my harness and thought, well, if I get rescued before dark, I might get away with my wife and kids not finding out about what predicament I was in.
But you didn't get rescued before dark, did you? You had to spend the night there. What was that night like?
Well, I was sort of quite comfortable.
It was the first night, in fact, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first night. Yeah. So I crashed at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the first night it was fine. I was reasonably comfortable, and I just thought I was starting to nod off to have a snooze, and then I heard this awful growling noise.
Right. What did you think that was?
I didn't know what it was. I looked up behind me. I could just crane my neck round and saw up on the side of the hill a huge, great big bear.
Ah.
So that really concentrated the mind for a while. So I tried to make where I was look to the bear like it was a little hunting camp. So I took pictures with the flash on my mobile phone.
Trying to frighten it with the light?
Yeah, and I sang "She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain When She Comes."
Because you thought the noise would frighten the bear off?
Yeah, well, I just hoped that they would think that there were maybe more than one person there.
And is that what happened? Did the bear go away and leave you?
It didn't like that. Also, my canopy was fluffing around in the wind, so it didn't like that either, so it didn't come any closer. I heard it later in the night crashing about in the trees below me, but...
I bet you didn't get much sleep.
No, I was sort of a bit fitful.